Welcome to the Pro Humps Podcast. This is where we sit down and examine life beyond the diamond, the field, the gridiron, and talk about success stories in the real world. Whatever walk of life comes our way, we set out to track down some fascinating stories of what our former student athletes and staff are up to now.
Well, Seth, last time we saw you were at the regional in Greenville, pitching for a chance to go to the Super Regionals. What has this last couple of months been like for you from getting drafted to really experiencing that all the night of? You know, you play your final game and all of a sudden, boom, you're getting that call.
Yeah, it was a quick turnaround for sure. Last few months have been fun. It's definitely a different lifestyle, different adjustments you have to make. That last day, even though it was kind of the end of our season, it was kind of sad and stuff, it was still cool being with all my teammates and stuff when I heard the news, so it was cool.
I know it was kind of bittersweet with the loss, but literally you got the call maybe 45 minutes after the game. You guys start hugging your teammates. The coaches start hearing the news. I mean, take me through that little period for you.
Yeah, it was kind of perfect timing on the call I got. Game just ended. We were all obviously really sad and stuff. And hearing the good news, seeing all the joy on my teammates' faces really made it a lot easier to cope with the end of our season. And it was really cool and really special to be with them when that happened.
To see three teammates before four guys total get drafted, a bunch of guys in the top 10 rounds. I mean, as you're scrolling through Twitter the next couple of days, what's going through your mind?
I mean, it's awesome to see that. I couldn't be happier for those guys. And it's really cool seeing guys who've been working since August. They kind of reap the rewards of the work they put in. It's just really cool to see those guys go pro too. And then we all come back for alumni weekend. It's really fun.
To be here and interact with guys who played at this program and have been a part of so much winning here recently, what are you looking forward to? Just catching up and getting to see what guys are up to?
Yeah, mainly that. Just catching up and seeing what guys have been up to. Hearing some other guys go pro stories and kind of comparing it to my own is going to be pretty cool. But yeah, just mainly catching up with everybody.
What's it like seeing your mural walking up the staircase of professional Camels, if you will, and being a part of that?
It's pretty cool. Definitely on the recruiting trip, Coach Hare points that out, how many we have. There's a lot of posters, not a lot of room. So I get you want to put mine right behind the door. It's okay, it's covered. No hard feelings there or anything. But
if you open the door, you do see it. That is part of the whole thing.
That's true. But no, it's definitely cool being up on that wall and being associated with those group of guys that have been drafted before me. It's really cool.
For a guy who played middle infield for a lot of his life and transitioned into a pitcher, it was a crazy process that we've talked about before. But now to really visualize it in the minor league ranks and start your process as a pitcher, I mean, what has this year been like for you?
That's definitely been crazy, but pretty much everything we did at Campbell, this is my first year of pitching, so all my identity as a pitcher really kind of started here. And everything we did with Campbell and Coach Marks and Coach Robinson, all that stuff translated right to pro ball, and I just try to keep doing what we did here and just carry that over.
I know they kind of eased your innings in with the Rays to get ready for your first summer, but it looked like you had some great numbers, good strikeouts, things like that. I mean, how much fun is it moving across the country and starting in a new league and a new process and pitching pretty well over the summer?
Yeah, it's definitely fun. Obviously, when you have success, it's a lot more fun, but just starting the process and getting going on this road is a good time.
I know for you personally to be back, you played here for a year, but it was an impactful year. You won a title, you got to make a regional and things like that. What's it like now to be back with your teammates and to celebrate that championship run from last season?
Oh, it's awesome. It was one year here, but it's probably the best year of my life. And I tell everybody I talk to about that. And I get other guys that went to other schools across the country saying roll Humps. And they love the Fighting Camels. And it's really special to be able to come back and see all my teammates, see all my friends, and just kind of relive what we did here last year.
Give me a sense, too, because it was crazy thinking about the Big South title run. You pitched a lot against Winthrop in that tournament and then pitching in the regional and just being in so many high stress games, and all of a sudden there is some importance in minor league baseball, but it's a little bit different. Yeah. Kind of that collegiate style and how exciting it can be.
Yeah, you kind of got to. One thing I did, I looked a lot back at my college highlights and remembered pitching in big games in the regional or big conference games, trying to use that energy and that motivation that I had going into a start, trying to recapture all the emotions, the adrenaline, and everything from that. Yeah, it's definitely harder pitching in the minors because you don't have these biggest crowds, and it's you're doing it more for development.
Hey, how are you?
I was definitely trying to recapture the feeling of pitching in big games every time.
How much did your phone blow up those days after the draft and kind of as you were going through that whole beginning of June with regionals and draft and all that stuff going on?
No, it was blown up a lot, but a lot of people I shared experiences with were on the team, so I didn't blow up that much, but it was still cool to see people from my hometown reaching out and seeing old friends and stuff saying congratulations and roll Humps and all that.
That's pretty cool.
And finally, you have the orange Campbell Camel shirt on today. You're back here for alumni weekend trying to get some swag before you leave. But give me a sense of what it was like coming from Lewisburg to here and being here for this last season and really experiencing college baseball at the highest level.
Yeah, no, it was cool. JUCO definitely matured me a lot, and it was a big learning experience going to that. But going from Lewisburg to here, this place is first class and ever since in the world. And, feel really lucky to be a part of that and be able to wear the orange and black and say Roll Humps and have everyone else say Roll Humps back because they love that. But it's definitely really cool and really special, and I'm glad I went to college, and you know, it's kind of my only option. But it was really cool being able to like look back on experiences and memories and stuff and talk to old teammates, and all that stuff is really special to me.